Hey everyone, welcome to the iInstitute podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the role of management in driving organizational success. Now, this is a pretty meaty topic, but I'll do my best to break it down. So first off, what exactly is management, right? Well, in a nutshell, it's all about steering the ship. Why no? Guiding the company towards its goals by making the best use of all the resources available. Managers have to juggle a lot. There's planning, leading, organizing, controlling. It's like this never-ending cycle of strategizing and adapting. But here's the thing, management isn't just about barking orders and hoping for the best. Nah, it takes real visionary leadership to excel. The best leaders, they're always thinking 10 steps ahead. They can sniff out market trends, dream up innovations, and aren't afraid to shake up the status quo. But of course, having a grand vision is only part of the equation. To really nurture success, managers got to be strategic about cultivating the right environment. And that starts with the people. Fostering a workplace where folks feel valued, supported, motivated, that's huge. There's countless examples of companies that have knocked this out to the park. Think regular feedback sessions, employee recognition, professional development opportunities. When you invest in your team, the payoff in productivity and satisfaction is massive. But here's another key piece, communication. Can't stress this enough. Having clear, open channels for dialogue, it's like the lifeblood of an organization. When everyone's on the same page, teamwork thrives and hurdles get cleared so much faster. Now, another thing that sets top-notch managers apart is their commitment to continuous improvement. They're always asking, how can we do this better, encouraging innovation, embracing change? That's how you stay ahead of the curve. And of course, we can't forget about talent management. Attracting top talent is one thing, but really helping them grow and stick around, that's an art. Investing in training, education, development, that's how you build a powerhouse workforce. But why no? We'd be remiss not to acknowledge the massive role leadership plays in all this. The tone set at the top, it trickles down into every aspect of management. And the best leaders, they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to things like ethics and corporate responsibility. And then there's the balancing act of giving guidance while also empowering autonomy. Micromanaging is a creativity killer, but a total free-for-all can be chaotic. Striking that middle ground, it's a challenge, but when you nail it, magic happens. So to wrap this all up, management, it's not for the faint of heart. But when you really dig into what separates the good from the great, there's some clear through lines. Visionary leadership, strategic cultivation, robust communication, continuous improvement, talent investment, ethical grounding, and empowered autonomy. Easier said than done, I know. But for any managers or aspiring leaders tuning in, I really encourage you to reflect on how you can start weaving these principles into your approach. It's not about overhauling everything overnight. Baby steps. But that commitment to leveling up your management game, that's how you set the stage for remarkable organizational success. Alrighty, that's our food for thought for today. As always, a huge thanks for lending me your ears. Until next time, I'm Yu Payne, signing off the iInstitute podcast. Stay savvy, my friends.